75 conference basketball as we continue putting the wrap on the regular season here for the next week, this week and next week for boys in Nebraska. Here in Missouri, they've got another week of regular season play, but they're winding down the game here. This is a girl-boy doubleheader tonight, obviously, as part of our Peru State College Games of the Week. In the girls' game tonight, Rockport, the home team. Coach Maddie McPhillips has her squad at 9-12 on the year. East Atchison coach Dustin Barnes has a squad 17-7 on the season. Two teams are out warming up. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back and tell you who's going to start in these contests after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris Picorni, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we are back here at Rockport, getting ready for the game to be the starters to be introduced on senior night here at Rockport. Starting for East Atchison, the visitors, well, I guess we're going to do the national anthem first. So while they're doing that, they're going to play a recording. So we'll take another 90-second break and be back with the starters on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back here. I'll tell you what happened here during the national anthem. That was going to be a recording. They had one of the Rockport by the moment. And we've had a couple of false starts. One of the gals at the scorer table joined her. And as they get started, the entire crowd in the stadium joined in. Say everybody. Except yours truly, sang the national anthem. I figured we might come back, or then you'd have to listen to me sing. And you don't really want to do that. But very nice. Very nicely done by the crowd. All right, Bree Satch and Natalie Headland, a 5'11" senior, averaging 22 points per contest on the year for the Wolves. Lizzie Schleter is a 6-foot sophomore. Grace Oswald is a 5'2" sophomore at the point guard. Faith Anderson is a 6-foot senior. And the other starter is going to be put them all in here. We will find out here. Also in there, let's see. 23, 33, 10, 2, and 21. Faith Anderson, Grace Oswald, I've got listed up. Okay. Faith Anderson, I guess we got them all. I'm sorry. Natalie Headland, Lizzie Schleter, Claire Martin, a 5'9 junior. That's who we skipped. Faith Anderson and Grace Oswald. Sorry about that. For Rockford, 9-12 on the year for Coach Matty McMillan. Cheney Vogler, the 5'5 junior, 5'7 junior. Dylan Kimmerling, 5'9 sophomore. Avery Meyercourt, Addie Mayfeld, a 5'5 sophomore. And Michaela Makins is a 5'4 senior. So now, after a rough start all around, we're ready to play basketball. All of our games on the World Wide Web, mscsports.net. That's mscsports.net. Hit the listen live button from the drop box. Then you pick KLZA. If you want Rockport and East Atchison tonight, let your friends and neighbors know anywhere in the world. It's on the air. It's on the web. It is absolutely free. Natalie Headland steps into the center circle, I believe. No, it's going to be Faith Anderson. Faith Anderson, East Atchison fans know well, a state jumps champion a couple of years ago as a sophomore that tore up a leg last year. Didn't get to compete as much. And now ready to go here her senior season, playing well for a very tall East Atchison squad. She'll step in the center circle against Avery Meyercourt, and here we go. The tip will go to East Atchison. Grace Oswald to control the basketball. Brings it up to the top of the key. Nobody Gardner. She'll fire up a three off the mark. No good. Rebound picked up there by Shaney Vogler for Rockport. To the front with the ball. Kimmerling back out to the top. It goes to Mayfeld. Mayfeld will give the ball for Meyercourt. And Avery in trouble. Gets away to Kimmerling. We've got a held ball. And the held ball will stay on the Rockport end this time. Just a few seconds gone by here, and Kimmerling will inbound 25 feet up off the baseline on the near side. Rockport going right to left as we look at it here toward the south goal here in the first half. Up the floor, kick it out to the corner, and a three-pointer on the way, too strong by Vogler. Rebound is grabbed up there by Claire Martin. Claire Martin will bring it up now to Oswald on the left side. She'll work her way to the middle of the floor. Pass the ball off to Headland. Oswald has it again. They're just laying off her, just daring her to shoot it. There's nobody within 15 feet of her. She come off the left side to Headland. Works underneath the basket and passes it back into the middle. Schleter had it knocked away and a steal by Rockport. Blue Jays on the attack the other way now. Kimmerling, her pass to Kimmerling, stolen away by Martin. Martin cross court, Headland and a layup. No good. Rebound grabbed up, and we'll run it back the other way now. Avery Meyercourt ahead, and they give it right back to her. She's in trouble. Triple team to help all this time. We'll go to East Atchison Wolves. Well, Rockport unable to take advantage of a steal there. After that rebound, and here we come back now, East Atchison basketball. Two teams have regular season action next week. High post to Anderson. 12-foot jumper is in and out. No good. Rebound to Meyercourt again. She'll bring it up the floor. Across the timeline now. Gives the ball up in the middle to Mayfeld. Addie comes to the left side. Kimmerling down in the corner. Vogler back out to the top. Working the dribble. Mayfeld again. between the circles now out there to Makings. Michaela dribbles up, passes off the sideline. Kemmerling in between the circles. Bounce pass to the high post, and the ball thrown out to the right side. And they say the Wolves touch it last. Coach Dustin Barnes almost got the catch that time for East Atchison. And it's tipped out by the Wolves. Rockport basketball coming to the front now with it into the corner. And Kemmerling for three, too strong. Offensive rebound put back up and good by Katie Vogler. And it's 2-0 to lead to Rockport. 5:41 to go in the first quarter. Hedlund with a drive to the basket. Kicks it back out to Oswald. Top of the key. Open. Anderson back over to Hedlund. Stands on the three-point line. Dribbles up. 15-footer up and good. Hedlund with the short corner jumper. Ties the game up at 2 apiece on the right side. Now a little trap out of midcourt. Dribbling around it. Up the floor. Mayfeld in trouble. Double team. We've got a foul, I believe, on East Atchison. Scores table is opposite us. That foul will go, I believe, yes, on Gracie Oswald. Grace Oswald with the foul. Her first, team foul number one. Ball comes in. Addie Mayfeld with it. Left corner way up the ladder and too tall off the fingertips of Shani Vogler. A Rockport. Unforced error there. And now back up the floor will come Oswald with the ball for the East Atchison Wolves. Oswald to the right side. Now a lob in. Too tall for Hedlund. And a takeaway and on the run the other way now. Meyercourt. Meyercourt will drop the dribble. It's loose. It's a scramble for the basketball. And it's going to be Michaela Makings that comes down with it. Now it's knocked away from her by Hedlund. Not touched. Okay, over and back. And called over and back. I thought that Hedlund might have knocked it away from her, but no. It's going to be East Atchison basketball on their side of midcourt. Out of the game for East Atchison goes Lizzie Schleter. Checking into the contest here. Let's see. If she'll turn around, I'll tell you who it is. In there now will be Emily Bloom, a 5'6 senior. Here's a jumper from Anderson. Up and good. 15-footer left edge of the lane. Up and good. Anderson, face with her basket. It's 4-2. The lead now to East Atchison. In the backcourt, Addie Mayfeld to the ball. Takes it over left side now to Kemmerling. Kemmerling bounce pass to the middle. Knocked loose. Out of bounds. Faith Anderson, the last one to touch it, according to the man in the striped shirt. She looks over to the bench and says, no, no, I didn't touch that. And the officials got together and they agreed with her. So the ball goes back to the Wolves. Oswald will dribble it up, walks the ball to the front court, off the right side, now skip it over to the far side, Anderson, now to Bloom, and took her eye off of it, and the ball goes off her hands, out of bounds. Blue Jay basketball down 4-2, halfway through the first quarter here. All right, another change here for East Atchison. Let's see who came in here. Up the floor, the ball knocked loose from Shani Vogler, and a foul will be called. In for East Atchison, Jersey Papa now, a 5'7" junior. Foul will go on East Atchison. Out of the game goes Avery Meyercourt for Rockport. And now the ball comes in. Left side of the lane with it. Ella Meyercourt in there now. She played a nice game down at Mount City tonight. Three-pointer right wing up and good for Vogler. Shani Vogler's got five, and the lead goes back to Rockport, 5-4. That foul might have been on Anderson Sheeler, excuse me, on Oswald. She left the game. Nobody else shown with a foul for East Atchison. There it is. It is her second. There's a scramble for a loose ball down on the East Atchison end. And the held ball will go to the Rockport Blue Jays. Bloom out of the ball game, back in for East Atchison. Lizzie Schleter now. A little pressure here by East Atchison. 1-2-2. Hedlund on the top of that press at 6 foot. She has ran this very well over the years. Give the ball back out top now to Mayfeld. Patty working the ball left to right against the 1-2-2 zone. Bounce pass to the middle and another ball turnover taken away by Schleter. Ahead to Hedlund, makes the catch, missed and got it back. Up, no, got another rebound. Can't connect. And we got a foul on Rockport. This foul will go on Ella Meyer Court, her first team foul, number one of the ball game. And at the free throw line, Natalie Hedlund with 2 points. First free throws of the ball game of the evening here. Hedlund ready, senior, up, and bounces off the front edge, no good. Avery Meyer Court will come into the ball game again. Out for the moment goes Dylan Kimmerling for Rockport. Hedlund ready. 3:03 to go in the first, 5-4, and in and out, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Michaela Makings, and she'll bring it up herself. To the top of the key, bounce pass down, now to the left corner, with it, drive it in. A runner, it threw it across the lane, Ella Meyer Court. Shoot a shot at that time, one pass too many, turn the ball over to East Atchison. The Wolves have it. Three-pointer right side by Hedlund, no good. Rebound out of bounds, and I believe Rockport ball, yes it is. It goes off the Wolves, out of bounds. 2:35 left in this first period. 5-4, Rockport with the lead. See now why most people here are wearing short sleeves tonight. It's warm up here at the top of the gymnasium. Nice facility here at Rockport, built a few years ago. Now we have stands on both sides of the floor, unlike years ago, and had a stage on one side. The other side is the stands. So up the floor, Rockport with a one-point advantage. Give the ball there to Ella Meyer Court. Cross court, she goes to Vogler. In the paint, Makings down the lane, dishes it out for three on the way up and down. Jeannie Vogler with the hot hand hits her second triple of the game. She has all 8 Rockport points, and they lead 8-4. To the front court, Claire Martin into Hedlund on the right block. Turn around, up off the glass, and good. She's got 4 of the Wolves points. It's 8-6. Under 2 minutes left here in the first period. Up the floor, Rockport. Makings with it, bounce pass, and now it's going to be Meyer Court with a runner into the lane. Throws a pass across there. Now with the basketball, Avery Meyer Court. Out top, left side, three-pointer on the way, no good for Ella Meyer Court. Rebound brought down by Avery Meyer Court. Out it goes, and Vogler can't connect this time. And a rebound brought down by East Atchison. Claire Martin will clear it, now bring it to the front court. Minute 20 to go in the first period. 8-6, Rockport by 2. Over we go, inside, Hedlund again, up to the layup, off the glass. She's got 6, and we are tied up now at 8 apiece at the 106 mark. To the front court, Makings off balance, gets the ball out of there to Avery Meyer Court. Shoots and scores. 12-foot wing shot up and good from the right side. Nobody back to take the inbound. There we go. Now up the floor with the basketball. Here comes East Atchison down 10-8. Up the floor quickly. Martin lobs it inside to Anderson. Double team, throws it off the glass. No good. Rebound picked off by Makings for Rockport. Should give the ball up now to Addie Mayfeld. Mayfeld up the floor to a double team. Gets by it over the left side to Ella Meyer Court. Her pass tipped out of there by Martin, by Claire Martin. Out of bounds it goes on the near side. Out goes Ella Meyer Court. I believe Kimmerling back in. Hedlund checks out for East Atchison. Into the ball game is Rainey Nordhausen, a freshman. So the ball comes in. Kimmerling is back in. She was the trigger from the side. High post. Makings working around. Kimmerling dribbles once. Back out top. 14 on the clock. Rockport wants a good last shot here. Let's see if they get it. Up the left side. Vogler. Back out. 6 on the clock. Into Makings. Triple team down to Vogler. It's on the baseline, too strong. Out of bounds it goes. After one, it's Rockport 10, East Atchison 8. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
This month, we encourage you to keep your heart healthy by not only eating a healthy diet and staying active, but by also building your relationships with your friends and family. Give the person you're speaking to your full attention. Put down your phone or stop what you're working on and make eye contact. Focus on what that loved one is telling you. When you have positive, engaging conversations, you're taking steps to having a healthier lifestyle. This Heart Health Tip is brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
8 minutes up on the clock. We're ready to go here in the second quarter. Rockport leading East Atchison 10-8. Earlier this year in the girls' contest, East Atchison with a win, 61-27. Back in November at the Mount State Tournament, East Atchison Rockport 39-34 on January 10th. And here we have a basket up and in by Rockport by Grace Oswald. And we are now tied up at 10 as Oswald back in there. And now right back with the answer is Rockport. And two-pointer up there by Avery Meyercourt of the Blue Jays. And it is now 12-10 Rockport. To the top and down the lane. Schleter off the glass. Offensive foul. It went in, but she forced her way down the left side of the lane. And it's an offensive foul call. Lizzie picked up her first. Team foul number 3 on the Blue Jays. Or excuse me, on the East Atchison Wolves. I apologize. The Wolves have it. Here's that 1-2-2 press. They'll pick it up at midcourt. Off the right side. Makings with it. Dribbles it up. Passes off for Mayfeld. In the corner to Vogler. She's got 8 already. A couple of threes from that corner down on the left side. Back out to Makings. Makings works left, gives the ball to Mayfeld in the corner. Vogler for 3 again. On the rim, no, and the rebound brought down by Natalie Hedlund. She'll give the ball up, and now to the front court comes Clara Martin. Now to Oswald. Oswald, top of the key, stop, passes off left side for Schleter. Schleter looks, gives the ball off to Martin on the left wing. She'll dribble to the top. Over to Oswald for 3. It's on the rim, no. Follow up is good underneath by Lizzie Schleter. Her first 2 of the night, and we're tied again now at 12. Fourth tie, there going, a ball off the hand of a Rockport Blue Jay. Oswald ends up with it, throws it ahead to Natalie Hedlund, who lays it up and in, and it is East Atchison with the lead now, 14-12. Back we come, up the floor. Oh, a pass backwards in the backcourt, that's dangerous. Now forecourt, Mayfeld with it, looked. Leans it down in the corner with the drive. Avery Meyercourt to a double team. Leaves it out now to Mayfeld. She'll fire up on the rim. No good for 12 feet on the left baseline. Oswald comes out with a rebound for East Atchison. 5-2 point guard brings it up. Gets the ball away now to Martin. Claire over to her teammate there. That's Faith Anderson. And now back to cross court. Oh, good hustle. They tried to get it to Hedlund. The ball was knocked loose out of bounds by Avery Meyercourt. She got tripped up, fell down, couldn't catch up with the ball, and it rolled out of bounds. Schleter will leave the game. Emily Bloom back in here now for East Atchison. Hedlund will inbound to the backcourt. Give the ball to Grace Oswald, 5'2 sophomore. Working the ball up. Now take it over on the right side. Bloom with it. Bounce pass back out to Martin. Anderson, left side of the lane. Down the lane, off the glass, too strong. Hedlund, the rebound, up, and no on 2 hops on the rim. Coming out with the rebound, it's going to be Timmerling for Rockport. Come back the other way now. Mayfeld over the right side to Ella Meyercourt, who checks in. Now a pass across the lane. Vogler with it. Gives the ball up for Mayfeld. Abby dribbles it around out on the left side. And now a drive down the lane. A pass out to Vogler for 3. Yep. Good again. has her third run. She's got 11. This time she's on the left side, about the elbow on the left side. Rockport player over there on the bench. They've got a bloody lip. Here's a three-pointer to the other end by Martin. It won't go. Rebound grabbed up, and we got a foul on the rebound. The rebound to Shaney Vogler. And the foul will go against East Atchison. It's going to be called on Emily Bloom. Her first, team foul number four. Michaela Makings had checked out of the ball game. She's back in there now. Yeah, she's already holding a towel to her lip. I think maybe she got hit in the lip and had a bloody lip. Here's a shot up. Three-pointer, no. Rebound, offensive end brought down by Rockport. And we have a foul. We have traveling or we have a jump ball. What do we have? Had to be traveling. There were three East Atchison Wolves trying to rip the ball away that time. Good job in there. Meyercourt trying to hang on to it. She had too many Wolves nipping her heels that time. And they drug her around as she traveled with the basketball. To the front court with it now. Jersey Papa back in the ball game. Oswald lobs it in. A foul on the catch made by Lizzie Schleter. The official goes to the bench on the far side. Foul will be the second team foul, and it's going to be the first on Avery Meyercourt. 4:12 to go in the half. Inbound, shot up, no by Schleter. Rebound by Hedlund. She leaned back into it, and a foul is called as she leaned back as she was directly under the bucket. They say moving under her will be Meyercourt, and Avery picks up two in a row here on this trip down the floor. That's her second. And now Hedlund to the free throw line with 8 points, looking for 9 and 10 here. The first one up, in and out, no good. She's 0 for 3 at the line now. Kind of unusual. Kemmerling back in the ball game for Rockport. Checking out will be Avery Meyercourt with the two fouls. Natalie Hedlund, a senior, ready, fires up and off the back, no good. And the ball finds its way back to her off the hands of a couple of different players. And now it's Martin, goes to the high post, kick it out, Hedlund, right side, bounce pass to the middle, and now we've got a scrum. And we've got a whistle, we've got a held ball, and that's going to go to the Rockport Blue Jays. We had at least five players on the floor trying to get that ball corralled. I tell you what, Rockport has improved a team from the start of the season to now as I've seen this year. That first game they played East Atchison, it was a real struggle. They didn't play very well, but in the games we've seen them play here recently, they are playing better. They made big strides this year. Off the right side, the ball goes now to Michaela Makings. And now drive it down. Kemmerling. Strip to the basketball, and if that's on who I think it is, that'll be number three. Let's see. The official walking over. No, it's not on who I thought it was. It's going to be on Lizzie Schleter per second. I thought it was going to be on Oswald. She was right under there and had a guilty look on her face. Team foul number five, and now inbound the ball out top. Addie Mayfeld with it. Cross court. Tipped away, stolen by Claire Martin. Throw it over the top. Hedlund, the catch, the layup, and a foul. Natalie Hedlund, boy, she can really grab it, and she knows where the hoop is and how to get the ball in there. She makes the bucket to put her team up again, 16-15. This time the foul will go on Addie Mayfeld, her first, team foul number four. Hedlund now to looking to get a free throw to go in the hole here. Senior sets, fires, and got that one. She's got 11, and the lead is 2, 17-15. Timeout on the floor. It is 17-15. East Atchison with the lead, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Timeout. was called. And it is 17-15. East Atchison with the lead here in quarter number two. 3:30 left in this first half. Over on KTNC, our sister station, coming up in about 35 minutes or so. It will be the Sacred Heart Irish boys on the road to Sydney, Iowa tonight. That's boys only. Randy Catula up in Sydney. He'll bring you that action over on KTNC tonight. The next week, it's girls sub-district play on Sunday 101.3 on Tuesday and Thursday, and on KTNC on Tuesday and Thursday probably. Three ball, Rockport short, no good. Saved in by Mayfeld. No, she had her foot on the line. Shot was put up by Makings, came up short. And it will be East Atchison basketball. So the Wolves have it. Oswald will walk to the front court. Man defense, left side. And now a three ball from Bloom, no good. Weak side rebound by Mayfeld. She'll get the ball ahead to Ella Meyercourt. Up the floor for the freshman. Left side she goes, gets it right back, and now off the far side to Makings. Makings with a bounce pass. Ooh, too close. Got it in there to Kemmerling, but pass went right at her feet, and that got a held ball, and that's going to go to East Atchison. East Atchison will get the ball on the alternating possession. The Wolves will bring into the game again Lizzie Schleter. Emily Bloom will check out. But now coming up the floor, Grace Oswald at the 2:39 mark of the first half. Right side corner, inside, Anderson couldn't make a clean catch. The ball falls off her fingertips, out of bounds. Rockport ball, Blue Jays down by a deuce here, 17-15. It was 10-8 at the end of the first quarter. To the front now with it, Ella Meyercourt. Passes off around the right side now. Mayfeld, bounce pass in the middle. Kemmerling, oops, picked up her pivot foot. And a turnover to East Atchison. Kemmerling will check out. Back to the ballgame. Avery Meyercourt with two fouls. 2:18 to play. To the front, Grace Oswald with the dribble. Goes left side out to Anderson. In the middle, Schleter from 15, in and out and back in it goes. Lizzie Schleter with a little 15-foot jumper, left side right along the side of the lane. And now it's a four-point lead for East Atchison. See, that's their biggest lead of the ball game. Out on the left side now with the basketball, it's going to be Vogler. Chaney dribbles in. Tried to fire it up, and we got a timeout, and she was moving toward the basket, called by Coach Maddie McPhillips. Timeout by East by Rockport. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Minute 45 to go in the first half. It's East Atchison 19, Rockport 15. Blue Jay basketball on the baseline. Underneath their own bucket, inbounding the ball will be Michaela Makings. Now out top, and a three ball on the way off the front edge. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Off the miss there by Mayfeld. And it ends up in the hands of Schleter. And now to the front court with it comes Claire Martin. Hedlund pulls up. 16-foot baseline jumper. No. Rebound tip. It ends up in the hands of Michaela Makings. Makings will give the ball up now for Ella Meyercourt, the freshman up the floor. Pass to the sideline. Tip out of bounds by East Atchison. So the Blue Jays will have Michaela Makings come over here and inbound it. Looking backcourt with the basketball, Ella Meyercourt. right side, Mayfeld, dribbles up, right side pass to the wing, Meyercourt, dribbles in, cut off, bounce pass stolen away there by Nordhausen, and now down low it goes to Schleter over the top. That is the Achilles heel for Rockport. They don't have near the height that East Atchison has, and now it's a six-point lead for East Atchison, 21-15, 40 seconds to go in the half. Rockport needs a bucket. Pass the ball to the right side, three-pointer up and down again, Janie Vogler. 14 in the ball game for Vogler. Four triples already. Martin in traffic had it taken away. And we've got a foul. Boy, if they could have looked up far enough, Ella Meyercourt was a half a court ahead of everybody else headed to the other end. Foul will go against Rockport. And let's see who they put that on. Well, they'll tell us eventually. Foul on Natalie Hedlund, her first foul. Team foul number six. So it's Rockport basketball. 23 seconds to go. They'll bring it up the length of the court here. Down by three, 21-18. To the front court we go with it. Addie Mayfeld, sophomore. Dribbling out top 10 on the clock. Nine. Ella Meyercourt back to Mayfeld. Left side, Kemmerling. Down the corner, Vogler for three. They don't leave her open. Kemmerling for three on the rim. It won't go. Entertaining first half finds the East Atchison Wolves leading the Rockport Blue Jays at the break. 21-18. 21-18. East Atchison with the lead over the Rockport Blue Jays on senior night at Rockport High School. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Be back with a look at the Highland Community College scoreboard at halftime coming up after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders or see us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our halftime update brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home, but it's far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. We have a whole bunch of baton twirlers on the court now. A bunch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 27 of them to be exact. Wow. And they range from about 2 feet tall all the way up to high school. All right. Halftime scoring for the East Atchison Wolves, the visitors this evening. Natalie Heaven. I've got the senior with 11 points in the first half to go along with 6 rebounds. Lizzie Schleter had 6 all in the second quarter. Grace Oswald scored 2, and we had 2 more for Faith Anderson. In the first half, East Ashton 1 for 5 at the free throw line. Natalie Headland had all of the attempts. They have 2 girls with 2 fouls apiece, Grace Oswald and Lizzie Schleter. For Rockport in the first half, it's been Sheeny Vogler keeping them in the ballgame here. 14 first half points. That included 4 three-pointers, 4 threes in the first half tonight. She's got 14 and 4 for Avery Meyercourt for their total of 18. The Blue Jays have not been to the line yet in this ballgame. No free throws so far tonight for Rockport. 2 fouls on Avery Meyercourt. Nobody else with more than 1 for Rockport in the first half tonight. Again, 21-18 is our score. East Ashton trailing 10-8 after 1 to Rockport. Outscored Rockport in the second quarter 13-8 and lead it by 3 at halftime. That's it for our Highland Community College scoreboard show here at halftime. Highland Community College is close to home yet far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we'll take a 2-minute break. We'll check the weather, find out what kind of weekend we're going to have. We'll have more from our sponsors. We'll be back with the second half action on Sunny 101.3.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your Country Parts Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Low dips down to about 21 tonight under clear skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 47. Lows level off around 25. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunday, decreasing clouds by Monday. Upper 40s. Sunday, mid 50s by Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, Simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Employees at FAST get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you, life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay, bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
FAST Global Solutions, global presence with small-town spirit.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
All right, the team's back out on the floor, getting ready to go in the second half here tonight. East Adjutant on the road at Rockport in a Highway 275 conference matchup. East Adjutant up 21-18 here at halftime tonight. Rockport, a disadvantage in height in this ball game, as every opponent for East Adjutant girls are. But they have done well in hustling. Both teams playing hard. We were in Mound City earlier this week. We were in Humboldt, Nebraska last night. Here at Rockport tonight. I see Patrick Mahomes in the crowd. But I see more Travis Kelce's. a lot of Chiefs jerseys running around here. With the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday, the Chiefs try to win their second in 4 years against a tough Philadelphia Eagles team. Teams huddle up with their coaches, and we're ready to go. It's going to be Rockport basketball to start this third quarter, as the Blue Jays will have it. Coach Maddie McPhillips giving her final instructions. And here come the Blue Jays. All right, ready to go. I don't know that Coach McPhillips has sat down once in this ball game. I'm not sure East Adjutant Coach Justin Barnes has sat down once either. They are on the move all the time on their benches. All right, Rockport basketball bringing in Addie Mayfeld with it off the right side now to Makings. Makings going to the left side. Vogler down in her favorite left-hand corner. Driving in, Meyercourt kicks it out. Kimmerling for three, missed it. And it comes down to Hedlund, her outlet knocked away, but it goes off the hand of Meyercourt out of bounds. It will remain East Atchison basketball. Biggest lead of the ball game was six at 21-15 for East Atchison in the first half. Grace Oswald brings it up here. Hedlund, left side, works the free throw line. Dumps underneath Schleter, turnaround up and on the rim, no gutter. Hedlund got the rebound, puts it up and in. Hedlund is now, I've got her one, two, three, right? I've got her for seven rebounds already. And that is now 13 points for the Wolves senior. The lead is five. Rockport needs some points again, down by five here. Just underway in the second half. Makings inside, ball drop, loose ball, and we're going to have a hell ball. And that's going to go to East Atchison. So again, the alternating possession gives East Atchison the basketball. Minute gone by in the third quarter. Grace Oswald, sophomore, brings it up. Top of the key, wide open, three ball on the rim, no. Rebound brought down, put back up there by Faith Anderson. And she got fouled as she put it back. Well, they're not guarding Oswald out there on that three-point shot. That's the way they started the game. Nobody even did 10 feet of her. The foul will go against Dylan Kimmerling. Her first, team foul number one of the half. Faith Anderson will shoot the free throws. Her first trip to the line tonight. Senior gets set. On the way up and short, no good. She'll have another one. She's got 2 points in the ball game. With East Atchison, with all these girls that are 5'10 to 6 foot, throwing the ball up off the glass and off the rim, not a bad idea. I mean, you're going to have at least a 50-50 chance or better of grabbing the rebound. Here comes the free throw attempt by Faith Anderson. It's up, and it's good. One out of two, and that matches the biggest lead of the ball game at six, 24-18. To the front court we go now. Makings down in the corner to Vogler. Back out to Makings. Dribbles. Whoa, high bounce. Lost it. Vogler recovers. Hand the ball out to the top to Addie Mayfeld. Around the right side to Makings. Her pass to the top. Mayfeld against the zone. Works the ball in the corner. Vogler got away from a defender. Dribbles in. Gets in the trees and now back out. Mayfeld floats one up and got her to go. Addie Mayfeld with her first buck of the night. And it's 24-20, East Action. Hedlund drives up, pulls up on the block. No, a lot of contact. We got bodies in down in the lane. The loose ball rebound picked up by Schleter. Schleter out to Martin. She drives in, shoots, and a foul there. Everybody's up okay.
Come on,
foul on East Action, or excuse me, on Rockport. Dylan Kemmerling picks up her second. And at the free throw line will be Claire Martin. Her first attempt to the line tonight, up and good. Now the lead is five again, 25-20. Second one coming here. Free throw up and good. Martin hits them both. And it's 26-20 again, matching the biggest lead of the game. Makings out top. Mayfeld with the dribble to the right side. Pass the ball off there to Ella Meyercourt. In the paint, Kemmerling pass out to Makings, and they couldn't connect. And the ball rolls out of bounds on the far side. And it will be East Atchison ball. We've got 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Now up the floor inside Schleter. And defender kind of fell down there for Rockport. And that's going to be Dylan Kemmerling. She kind of lost her balance and fell into the East Atchison player and picks up her third foul. I think they're all here in the third quarter. But she comes out of the ball game. Callie Driscoll checks in, a 5'9 sophomore for the Blue Jays. Hedlund will trigger in, tries to post up, gets it to Anderson, and she walked before she got the ball on the floor. So traveling, will give the ball to Rockport. Both teams with turnovers here to start this third period, more than they want. Out top, working around, Makings, left side, right in front of her bench. Get the ball back, cross the court now to Ella Meyercourt. To the top, Mayfeld again. Makings dribbles down, turns around, comes out, Mayfeld. And now Mayfeld's going to fire a triple and nail it from the top of the key. Addie Mayfeld with back-to-back hoops, and we got a two, a three-point ball game, 26-23. Oswald to the front court, 1-4 low offense. Everybody down on the baseline. Hedlund forces it up. No. Rebound tip. Schleter ends up with it. Out to Anderson. Lob it across to Martin. She'll fire from three. No good. Rebound brought down out of there by Vogler. We come the other way now. Vogler to Mayfeld. Right side back to Meyercourt. Drives in and a blocking foul on Faith Anderson. That'll be her first foul. First foul of the half and to the free throw line will be Ella Meyercourt, 5'6 freshman. And let's see, we get some movement here in the lineup. No, not yet. We will have after this first free throw. To make it a two-point game, it's on the way. It's good. Meyercourt makes it 26-24, East Atchison. Schleter checks out. Back in is Emily Bloom now for the Blue Jays. Or excuse me, for East Atchison, I'm sorry. Think I'd figure it out, wouldn't you? 26-24, she can make it a one-point game, and she does. Switches them both home. Those are the first two free throw attempts of the ball game for Rockport tonight. They didn't shoot one in the first half. It's 26-25. Oswald to the front, out to the right side to Bloom. Here's a shot just inside the free throw line, up and good. Faith Anderson now with five. And it's 28-25. East Atchison with the lead halfway through the third quarter. Making it. Gets caught. Gets it away. Mayfield down the lane. And we've got an offensive foul called somewhere. Away from the ball. This foul going to be called on Callie Driscoll, who just checked in there a few moments ago. Must have been a pick or a moving screen. Somebody got called for foul away from the ball. I didn't see it. Turn it over to East Atchison. Right side, Bloom for three. Hit the side of the backboard. The rebound comes down to Ella Meyercourt. On the run, all the way in. Oswald ducks out of the way, but not quick enough, and picks up her third foul. This one a block underneath the bucket. At the line once again, Ella Meyercourt, very aggressive with the ball. That's what you need to be. The freshman gets ready, sets, fires up, and this one bounces off the front. No good. Makings goes over and gets a towel, wipes her leg. I mean, she got blood on it, or what's going on here? Apparently, the free throw coming up here for Ella Meyercourt. Freshman fires, and this one won't go. Rebound by Vogler, and if she turns around on the right block, she gets fouled, and now she'll go to the free throw line. Now you got to knock him down. East Ashton foul this time will go on Natalie Headland, her second. Third foul of the half, four on Rockport, three on East Ashton. Free throw up and good for Vogler. 15 points now for the junior. She gets set, gets the ball back, ready to go again. And the free throw is up, and nothing but the bottom of the net. Vogler now with 16 in the game. 28-27, a one-point ball game. 3:31 to go in the third. Three ball, right corner, up, no good. Put up by Martin, rebound. Grabbed up there by Driscoll. Held ball, again the tie-up, and it stays with the Rockport Blue Jays this time. For the Blue Jays, will inbound the basketball. Bringing it in. Michaela Makings brings it in there for Mayfield. Addie works it up the floor. Gives the ball off. Makings into the paint. Shot rejected by Schleter. Ball comes down to Jersey Papa, who's in the ball game. Up the floor to Headland. Makes a move. Cut off. Inside it goes. Up, no good. Inside by Schleter. Follow up by Papa. And she got fouled. So the Jersey Papa got the rebound. She'll go to the line to shoot two here. Rockport foul called on Chaney Vogler. Chaney's first free throw is good for Papa. 29-27 now. Papa ready. It's up. It's no good. Rebound. It's going to be Headland ends up with it after a scramble. She had it initially, then lost it. Off, but nearly went out of bounds off Rockport, but Headland swiped it back and gets a layup. And now it's a four-point lead for East Atchison. Here's a steal. Martin with the takeaway all the way in. It's up. No, but a foul on Rockport. Foul this time on the Blue Jays is going to go against Addie Mayfield, her second. Team foul number five, making number six of the half on Rockport. So the rest of this game, East Atchison is going to go to the free throw line at 1-1. Here we go. Get everybody lined up here. Martin at the free throw line, 2 for 2, and in and out this time, no good. She'll get another one. Driscoll checks out of the game. Replaced in the lineup once again by Avery Meyercourt. 2:42 to go in the third. The free throw won't go. Rebound picked off by Ella Meyercourt. And here come the Blue Jays to the front. Over the right side, Mayfield. Three ball in and out. How did that come out? Rebound off of two East Atchison players. Picked up by Michaela Makings. Makings to Mayfield. Gets into the circle. That will go to Avery Meyercourt. She passes off. And down the lane for a layup, Ella Meyer scores. Her first field goal gives her 2 points, or 4 points, and it's 31-29. 2:10 to go. Oswald backing in here in the third quarter. Her bounce pass is tipped away out of bounds off of the Blue Jays. So here comes Faith Anderson back in the contest for East Atchison. Jersey Papa will sit down. Inbounding, the trigger person is Emily Bloom. Bringing in to Anderson. Anderson out top to Bloom. Holds it, hands it off to Oswald. Right side wing down in the corner to Hedlund. Baseballs it out top to Bloom. Bloom between the circles back to Hedlund. She'll fire a one-handed pass inside. A big push. And that, yeah, they get a foul. They just didn't get it called quite as quick as the East Atchison fans would like. But they got it right. Foul will go on Rockport. And they're going to call it a shooting foul? Foul on Addie Mayfeld. I guess they're going to call it shooting. Third on Addie. Team foul number 7. Oh, okay. Could have been just 1-1. Let's see. It's a 1-1. On the way up and good. Lizzie Schleter with 7 points now. That's her first free throw attempt. And the lead is 3. Trying to make it 4 here. Schleter ready. Fires up. In and out. No good. Rebound grabbed up by Michaela Makings. Her 5th board of the night. So to the front court, Ella Meyer court off the right side now to Addie Mayfeld. Swinging around, Makings on the left side of the elbow. Bounce pass into the middle. That will go to Avery Meyer court. And down the lane, we have a foul as Mayfeld ended up with the ball underneath the bucket. The foul will go, I believe, on Oswald. Let's see, that's what he called, yes. That is Grace Oswald, the 5'2 point guard's 4th foul for East Atchison. She will check out into the ball game now for East Atchison. Coming in there, okay, that's Jersey Papa out in the corner to Vogler. Getting a little more attention all the time now. Now up, Ella Meyer court pass to the middle, deflected, taken away by East Atchison. Anderson with the steal, should give the ball ahead now to Claire Martin. Fires it ahead to Hedlund, makes the tough catch on the right side of the lane. Off the glass for 2 more for the 6-foot senior. 34-29, the lead is 5. We come back the other way now. Rockport again needs a score. Here's a drive. Meyercourt up and around traffic. Couldn't get it to go. That was Ella. The rebound is brought down by Avery Meyercourt. And now we got 4 players on the floor. And we're going to have a held ball that will go to East Atchison. 50 seconds to go in period number 3 here. To the front court with the basketball. Claire Martin for East Atchison, high post. Anderson turns, looks from the free throw line. Cross court she goes now. To Papa in the middle and in the lane. Up, 6-footer no good for Anderson. Follow shot by Schleter is good. She has 8, and it's now 36-29, 7-point lead, the biggest of the ball game. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Rockport down 7. They need 2 points here to end this quarter. Addie Mayfeld working left, bounce pass inside, and it's going to be Avery Meyercourt dribbled. The ball got loose, and we've got what? A held ball that will go to Rockport. Stay on their end. Somebody has to throw it in. There we go. Addie Mayfeld, everybody else on the corner of the lane, looking it in the corner, batted away, tipped out by Martin. 6 seconds to go in the period. Now step out right on the edge, just about 3 feet in from the sideline. Addie Mayfeld again, looking and trying to post somebody up. They can't bring it into Makings. Around a defender, pulls up, 15-footer, won't go. Rebound brought down by East Atchison by Claire Martin. And that'll end the third, 36-29. East Atchison with the lead. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Up on the clock, it is East Atchison basketball as we get ready to start period number four here tonight at Rockport High School on senior night on Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Fall City and Rockport. Up the floor quickly to Jersey Pop inside. It will be an assist to Anderson and a two-pointer for Schleter. She now has 10 and the 9-point lead is the biggest of the game. Out top with the ball, Rockport been stuck here offensively for a few minutes. Outscored 15-11 in that third quarter, and now the ball deflected and out of bounds off Rockport. Whoops! Everybody went down to play offense. They only got one girl back. She can throw it in, but she's gonna have somebody to give it to, and it'll be Claire Martin into Natalie Hedlund. Up the floor, right side now, Papa. Papa drives up. They leave her alone. She'll shoot it off the glass. No. And a foul on the rebound. Going to be on Rockport. Going to be on Michaela Makings. Her first team foul number 8. So it's 1-1 time. Once again, now I believe that's Schleter at the line. Free throw coming up here. On the way up, and in and out, no good on the 1-1 for Schleter. He's got 10, 1 out of 3 at the line now. Rockport went 5 for 10 in that third quarter. Mayfeld into the paint, up and good. They didn't stop her, and Addie Mayfeld takes it right in and puts it up. 7 for her, 38-31 at the other end now. Traveling called on Schleter, and she knew it. She knew exactly what she wanted to do, but she couldn't get the dribble down. Before making the pass, and it will be Rockport ball now. Rockport down by 7. Needs another hoop here. Mayfeld to the front. Vogler has been shut out here as far as field goals in the second half so far. Now she's got it right side, drives around the defender, underneath the basket, tries a reverse layup and draws a foul. Foul on Rockport will put Vogler at the free throw line. The foul is called on Claire Martin, her first, team foul number 5. And that's going to put Shaney Vogler at the line to shoot 2. Shaney's 2 for 2. Free throw on the way up and good. She's got another one now, 3 for 3, 38-32. Shaney has one of those ponytails that goes all the way to the bottom of her shirt. She can't see the back of her number until she shoots, and the ponytail moves one side or the other. That one's good, and Addie Mayfeld has a ponytail that's not quite as long, but it's wider, so you can't see her number at all. In the middle, Martin looking for help, and timeout called by Coach Justin Barnes. Saving a possession there. It's either going to be traveling or 3 seconds. He got the timeout call with 6.5 to go in the period. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Beck and Call wants to make sure you stay safe and warm this winter. Beck and Call of Fall City has 14 years of HVAC experience. servicing all brands. At your local Daikin dealer, Daikin is an industry leader towards a future of heating and cooling for quiet, efficient, safe, and easily controlled and affordable systems. Instant rebates and financing is available. Contact Adam with Beck & Call LLC in Falls City at 402-883-7700 or find Beck & Call on Facebook for efficient and reliable HVAC sales and service. Beck & Call, your local Daikin HVAC dealer.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
6 minutes, 30 seconds left in our ball game here in our girls contest tonight. 38-33, East Hatch and girls leading the Rockport Blue Jays. East Hatch looking for win number 18 on the year. Rockport looking for win number 10 to get into double digits on the year. It's going to be East Hatch and basketball underneath their own hoop here. Headland will inbound. It's tipped, but it gets out to her teammate Schleter, and nobody moved on her. She dribbles up once, missed it well short, and Makings picks up the rebound for Rockport. Down by five. A pass underneath, deflected by the Wolves by Anderson. It goes to Schleter, and now Martin will bring it up the floor. It does no good to try to throw it over the top of East Ashton. They're just too tall and athletic besides. Leader had it go off her leg, got it back where it went out of bounds. Out top Martin, now Anderson, free throw line looking. Now they look for Headland out on the right side. She backs in, kicks the ball back, and it's quick hand deflected by Mayfeld out of bounds. It will be East Atchison ball on the side. Inbounding will be Claire Martin. Martin will bring it into Oswald. Oswald coming up the floor, top of the key. Left side with it. Jersey Papa back to Oswald. They leave her alone. She'll get it over to Anderson. Her pass off the mark and recovered by Papa. Now Oswald. Now Martin over right side to Heather. Back to Oswald between the circles. Letting the clock wind down here. The 5-point lead to Headland, right wing. Dishes it back to Oswald. There's nobody within 15 feet of her on the iron. No. Rebound brought down by Michaela Makings. Rockport ball. Addie Mayfeld coming up the floor through the Blue Jay insignia at midcourt. Bounce pass. Kimberly drives in. Dishes in the paint. Off the glass for two. A little quick, real hard shot went up and in for Avery Meyer. Of course, it's 38-35. East Atchison with 4:54 to go. Oswald out between the circles. They just lay off of her, daring her to shoot the ball. She drives it to the right side. And now she pulls up from 18, and it's on the iron. Won't go. Out of bounds. Touch last by Martin, I thought. Or by Anderson. Excuse me. 33, not 23. And the official agreed with me, not necessarily Faith Martin, thought it went off of a Blue Jay. So, into the game once again. Lizzie Schleter checking in for Jersey Papa now for East Atchison. Now bringing it up the floor, Addie Mayfeld for Rockport. Left side, Kimmerling. Cross court, Makings thought about a triple, didn't do it. 4:27. Clock winding down, down by three. Underneath, Vogler gets it in the paint. Shot up, no good by Avery Meyercourt. Rebound out of bounds, losing her balance. Getting the rebound to start, looked like it was Claire Martin, but she lost her balance. Fell down, and the ball went off her arm out of bounds. Rockport ball. Makings will inbound the ball from the baseline. We got tire shoe first. Now we're ready. 4:18, inbound by Rockport. They look into Mayfeld, out top. Moving right. And a three-pointer on the rim won't go. And rebound ends up after the scramble up in the air. Oswald comes down with it. Moves up the floor. Passes to Headland. Gets it right back. 4:01 to go. All right. East Atchison ball. Anderson down the left side. Does she walk? No, but her pass is stolen. Janie Vogler with the ball. Fights it across midcourt. Gives up there to Mayfeld. Mayfeld to the top of the key with the dribble. Backing up, looking right. Makings down three, 3:38 to go. Mayfeld, jumper, free throw line, won't go. Rebound to Natalie Headland. Hedlund with the board for Matisse Atchison. 3:27 to play. 3-point Wolves lead. Oswald, top of the key, bounces the basketball. Man-to-man defense off to Hedlund and a blocking foul. That's going to be on Avery Meyercourt. There wasn't a lot of contact there, but enough to put Hedlund at the free throw line for the final 1-1 of the game. Reese Atchison, the next team foul will be number 10 on Rockport. Now we got a timeout. 38-35, 3:16 to go. East Atchison leads. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
38-35, East Atchison with the lead. 3:16 to go in this girls' game. Boys' game will follow about 10 minutes after the conclusion of the girls' contest. They had the senior night festivities before the girls' game started after the junior varsity boys' game. Hedlund at the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity here. Senior is listed at 5'11", around 1,500 career points almost, up and good. Second one coming, that makes it a 4-point game. Look, what happened? Take it off the board, we got a lane violation. Free throw didn't happen. Rockport ball, 38-35 for the tie. Off the glass, no for making. Rebound, Hedlund. Her 10th board of the night, and here comes East Atchison up the floor. With it, Oswald, left side. Lobs it inside. Catch made, no by Schleter. Rebound, Anderson. The putback is good and a foul. Faith Anderson with 7, should be looking for 8. At the line as the foul is called on Rockport. I don't have that number. Foul will go on. Okay, I see what they did now. Anderson free throw up and off. No good. Rebound to Kimmerling. The foul is on Avery Meyercourt. That's Avery's 4th foul now. Here we come back the other way. A shot up, no, and the rebound. They put it up in the middle there, Meyercourt, and now the rebound is brought down. We'll come the other way. East Atchison with a 5-point lead and 2.5 minutes to play. Oswald to the front. Oswald, Hedlund, Mark, or Anderson, and now to Oswald. Come the other way here. Trying to get Rockport fans wanting an offensive foul call. Didn't get one there. Back we go the other way. Handing the ball off. It will be Claire Martin. Gets the ball way to Hedlund. Clock down to 1:54. East Atchison content with a 5-point lead to let the clock run. Nearly too high. Claire Martin goes and gets it. And a timeout called by East Atchison. 1:45 left. The Wolves up by 5, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We are ready to go here. 11 points for Schleter. Inbounding will be Hedlund. She leads East Atchison with 17 points in the game. But now Hedlund will throw it ahead, and Schleter caught it. Caroling nearly had a steal, but couldn't come up with it. 1:40 to go. East Atchison taking their time with a 5-point lead. Every time they're fouled, they shoot two. Underneath Anderson, and it's up. It's good. She was fouled. And that will be Addie Mayfield. She made a heck of an effort. I thought she had the ball blocked, but they were able to get it up and in. Anderson with the bucket now has 9 in the game. She'll be at the line looking for 10. Foul is number 4 on Addie Mayfield. Team foul number 10 on East or on Rockport here. Minute 29 to go. The lead is 7. Anderson at the line to complete a 3-point opportunity if she can, and it won't go. Rebound to Makings. Michaela Makings to Mayfield. Up the floor. In the middle it goes, and Meyercourt stolen away from her, taken away by Claire Martin, and then trying to get the ball back. A foul on Avery Meyercourt will be her 5th of the ball game. She'll foul out with 6 points at the 120 mark of this contest. So Avery Meyercourt out. Into the game for Rockport again, Ella Meyercourt. At the line for 2. Free throw up. No good that time for Martin. Claire will have 1 more here. She's now 2-for-5 in the ball game at the line. Gets set and good. 3 out of 6. And now up the floor quickly. Here comes Addie Mayfield with 1:15 to go. Makings had a 3-point open shot. Didn't take it. Pass across. Stolen away. Layup at the other end is good by Claire Martin. She's now got 5, and now we get a 10-point lead, our biggest lead of the ball game for East Atchison. Kemmerling with it, gets away, and she fires the ball like a rocket off a teammate. Fortunately for Rockport, a timeout called before that happened. Timeout Rockport, down by 10 with 53 seconds to go. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
53.3 seconds left in this girls' game. East Atchison leading by 10, 45-35. Rockport ball, Michaela Makings inbound it. Brings it into Mayfield. Addie dribbles around to the left side. They don't have time to dribble. They give it to Makings. Got to move. Down the left side she goes. Spins, open, now going to give it up, and a shot on the way for Kimmerling won't go. Rebound brought down again by Natalie Hedlund. She's got a bucket full of those tonight. I think that's 11 to go along with 17 points. 30 seconds to go, and a foul on Rockport. Foul this time on Dylan Kimmerling, her 4th. And another 2 free throws coming up here for Lizzie Schleter. Schleter. Sets. Sophomore fires. No. Off the mark, no good. She'll have another one here. She's got 11 points. Schleter ready. On the way with a 2nd one. Up and short, no good. Caroline will run down the rebound out in the corner. Mayfield up the floor, over to Makings. Holds it, looks for someone to go. Now she'll drive in. Shot, and she's fouled by Faith Anderson. So Jessica Barnes says, just stand there with your hands outstretched. Don't go to try and block him. Foul will be on Anderson. That's going to be her 2nd of the ball game. 21 seconds left, and Michaela Makings at the line. shooting two here. She got whacked pretty good. Taking her time getting set. Now gets the basketball from the man in the striped shirt. Left-hander on the way up. Rattles around, won't go. Here comes Callie Driscoll in for Rockport. No, she's coming in for the shooter. In is Jersey Papa in place of Schleter for East Atchison. Second free throw for Makins. Short, no good. Rebound bounces around. Hedlund picks it up. And now Oswald through traffic and a foul from behind. Foul will be on Ella Meyer court. That's her second. Now we've reached the point of just making the score worse than it is. They make the free throws. Makins will check out. She is a senior. Foul out tonight. No points. Leave the game. No points tonight. She's the only senior on this team. Yes, she is. And another timeout by East Atchison. Is that free throw no good? 15.4 to go. One more timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
15.4 seconds left. And we are ready here. Free throw for Anderson. Won't go. Or Oswald, excuse me. Grace Oswald. 10 seconds to go. Three-pointer up. No good by Vogler. Rebound by Natalie Hedlund, of course. And she'll try to dribble out and give it to Oswald. Up the floor she goes. We got one more foul with a tenth of a second to go. Whoops. Not quite finished yet. One-tenth on the clock. And Oswald's going back line to shoot two more. Cheney Vogler with 18 to lead East to lead Rockport tonight. Free throw up and good by Oswald. Free throw up, no good, and that will end the ball game. That will end the ball game. The win to East Atchison, final score, 46-35. We'll be back and wrap it up after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank provides you with services which help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with Frontier Bank, you're investing in your community. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back here to Rockport, where it is between games here. The boys coming out to warm up. Final score 46-35, East Atchison with the win. Taking a look at our scoring in this girls' game tonight. It will be for Rockport. 18 points for Shani Vogler tonight. She had 14 at halftime. They held her without a field goal in the second half. Just 4 for 4 at free throws. 7 for Addie Mayfeld tonight. 6 for Avery Meyercourt. And 4 for Ella Meyercourt. The Blue Jays, 6 out of 10 at the free throw line. Bree Satchin in the boys' game tonight, or for the girls' game, excuse me, Natalie Hedlund. I had her for 17 points and 13 rebounds tonight for the 5'11 senior. 11 for Lizzie Schleter tonight. 9 for Faith Anderson. 5 for Claire Martin. 1 for Jersey Papa. 3 for Grace Oswald tonight. The East Satchin Wolves. Free throws tonight. 8 makes, 26 attempts. They'll be working on that, I'm sure. Around 30%, not good enough at this point of the season. So something to coach for Coach Dustin Park, work on those free throws. Final score, 46-35. East Atchison girls now 18-7 on the year. Rockport 9-13. The boys are out warming up. They got the clock running. What we're going to do is we're just going to take like a halftime break here. Our studio engineer, Logan Carpenter, will check in with our sponsors. He'll give you the weather. We'll hear some more from our sponsors. They'll be back, and we'll tell you all about what's coming up in the boys' game on Sunny 101.3.